Hello and welcome to my show, Could You Be More Specific? I'm your host, Jonathan Steele, coming to you by the way of the Stay Woke Podcast. And on this episode of Could You Be More Specific, I'm going to title it Weaponizing Rhetoric. The topic I want to cover, the recent news with Dwight Howard and some of the accusations in his personal life that have come up. I'm also going to touch on Mark Lamont Hill and him being let go by CNN, and I'll delve into the details of that as well. But I'm going to start with Dwight. It's been a pretty interesting story with him recently in regards to his personal life. I want to start with him professionally. The perception of Dwight Howard, especially when he was first drafted out of high school, was, you know, very clean cut. He had both his parents. You know, he seemed like a really likable, kind of like big kid. And to a large degree, he still is now. He's not really he never has ever came across as a mean-spirited person. I know they said he was very sheltered throughout his life. So then around the time when he got drafted into the NBA and he, you know, started living, you know, that particular lifestyle, it was kind of overwhelming for him at the time. And I know he's, you know, in terms of, you know, him having kids, I don't know the number for sure, so I'm not going to get into that. I'm not really into being salacious with someone's personal background or what's going on in their lives in that sense. I just want to more so talk about the narrative of what's going on with him. So aside from that happening, I think people forget, like, you know, from a professional standpoint, he's incredibly accomplished. He's a Hall of Fame basketball player, a multiple-time All-Star. He's played in the NBA Finals. You know, he was a franchise player for the Orlando Magic. And you can say he probably should have stayed there. And the grass wasn't greener. And I know he had issues with his coach at the time, Stan Van Gundy. And I know since then they've patched things up and they're on good terms and actually are still speak to each other to this day. But ever since then, things have kind of been kind of up and down for Dwight, you know, going from Orlando to the Lakers that lasted for that season. Then he goes to Houston that only lasted for a while. And he moves on from there to Atlanta. And then, you know, he goes from Atlanta to Charlotte and then from Charlotte to Brooklyn, I believe. And now he's with the Wizards. And so it's been a pretty interesting, you know, career shift that he's been in, especially since he was a number one overall pick when he came out in that draft. But in regards to this recent news that he's in, I know they touched on it on The Brilliant Idiots, and I know Charlamagne had said something that I really thought about and I thought made a lot of sense, is that you can't use something that is perceived to be good and something that you think is acceptable and shouldn't be made fun of and should be accepted, and then turn around and use that same thing and you use it to shame someone and you use it to belittle someone. This particular individual, and I'm not going to mention this person's name, I'm pretty sure you guys will look it up and you can draw from there. Just hearing even the insinuation of the call, I just don't see what you get out of that. I really don't. Even in the sense of if what you said is true in regards to you being bullied and harassed, well then go to the proper authorities and handle that. Not everything is meant for the public to hear. Because now it comes across as salacious and it's going to be perceived to be, you know, premeditated behavior that you had, that you may have it out for this person, as opposed to like, hey, if you pass it over to the police and they look at it and they go through the evidence and read into it, if they would have then formally say something in regards to that, then that would change the narrative of that story. But this individual didn't do that. They decided to make this a situation where they wanted to involve the public. And usually, and I don't know why people don't get this, you don't get anything solved publicly. You just don't. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to title this pod Weaponizing Rhetoric, because if that's how you're going to go about things that you believe is something that's supposed to be good, I just don't see how you help your case when that's the route that you take. Yeah, and another thing that's going to improve relations on this is that, especially from the gay community as a whole, when stuff like this happens, you have to call out to that. It's like, hey, we don't do that. We don't shame people into admitting to something. You know, we don't belittle, we don't attack people for that, because we don't want to be attacked. And we've kind of now hit this weird place in our lives now where people feel like they can kind of pick and choose what's important to who, how is it important, and how you should feel about it. And when you see this kind of stuff, all you do is justify to the side of the people who don't really care for you and don't agree with your viewpoints, to say like, see, you don't even have principles behind your head. It's one thing to say that we can agree to disagree, but it's another thing if you see the exact same thing happen and you're okay with it, but if it's happening against your side, you're not okay with it. It's the same reason why we have these issues in politics all the time. It's because everyone's so caught up with their team as opposed to looking at, well, is this the right thing to do? And is this appropriate? And we don't do enough of that. And so I don't want to get too much into the message. Obviously, this person said a lot of things on the voicemail, and I'm pretty sure you guys will hear it. But I really thought what Charlamagne said was really, really poignant, because that doesn't help in the long run, you doing that. Okay, you got, you know, a nice 3 or 4 days where you put something out, you got a bunch of clicks and attention, and then people move on from it. This sensationalism that we do, in the end, it's going to die out. Because I'm just to the point, whenever I see stories, I don't even react to them. Like, oh, I see a headline. And then I'm like, okay, well, and a lot of times I either don't click on them, and I still end up hearing bits and pieces of the information, and I still won't make an assessment on it because I haven't looked at it. Because that's what people with practical logic do. You just wait. You don't need to make an assessment all the time. So those are just some of the thoughts that I have on the Dwight Howard issues and situations that he's kind of going on through. I know he just went through his surgery, so hopefully he has a speedy recovery and he comes back. And this at all is not a pro-Dwight Howard thing. I'm just, when you hear some of the stories that you hear people say, it's like you would like for people to go just a little bit further in regards to them before they just publicly make their opinion on it. But I'm going to transition from that particular story, and I'm going to touch on Mark Lamont Hill. I know recently he's in the news, unfortunately, for being let go by CNN now. He's a very intelligent, well-accomplished individual. He's a professor, I believe, still at Temple University. I know I've seen him do interviews for the HuffPost. I've even seen him do, you know, reunion shows for Basketball Wives. He's a highly intelligent individual, has a pretty good sense of humor. He doesn't take himself too seriously, but I know he's very knowledgeable and very passionate about what he talks about. So for the people that have been following, he was recently let go as a CNN contributor because of his speech that he made in regards to the Palestinian people and their relationship to Israel. And apparently, out of this whole 20-minute speech, they took 6 words out, essentially, that they thought was offensive. And I believe that the words went from the river to the sea. And in the context of it, it was just talking in regards to, you know, housing and citizenship and the people of Palestinian descent, just their treatment level being much better. And I know he's made previous speeches on this in the past. He's been a long advocate of it. And this is something that's just been going on for a number of years. It is interesting, though, that CNN just immediately terminated his contract just off of those 6 words. No one did any due diligence. No one decided to be like, hey, well, what was the context of this? But they knew what the context was. And they were so upset that he just said what he said in general, because apparently if you say anything pro-Palestinian, then the perception is that you're anti-Semitic. And that could not be any more ridiculous. You know, not just the fact that you can hold more than two thoughts at one time, but the idea that I can still support someone and still critique them, I think is real in regards to how they run their healthcare system, is one of the best ways and one of the best things that any country's done in terms of modern medicine, in terms of helping their people. And they've done that. However, when you look at throughout the presidency of Obama, Benjamin Netanyahu is one of Obama's staunchest, you know, rivals and opponents in terms of how things went on from a diplomacy matter. And it's kind of hard where at the time, I know for President Obama, when he was asking for certain concessions to be made amongst the Palestinian people, he got more cooperative results versus that of Benjamin Netanyahu. And a lot of reports was is that he knew no matter what he offered, that he could just go to the public and say whatever inflammatory thing he wants to say, and people will believe it and won't question it because he's talking about the Jewish community. And what's so kind of baffling about CNN in regards to that is that they haven't let go of contributors that they've had on their shows that have made critiques on people who are Hispanic or Black or women, even the disabled. They just a couple weeks ago was fighting for a member of their own press crew to be allowed to still be invited to the White House to do a press briefing. They just went through that. And this plays exactly into what President Trump still says about CNN. They've always been a middle of the road type news organization. So they don't want to be too left like MSNBC, but then again, they don't want to be too right like Fox News. And they've always tried to walk this fine line of like, okay, we'll just stay in the middle. And it's like, no, it apparently the public is not accepting that. And they would just come out better in regards to this to actually explain why did they decide to let this man go over that specific line that has been picked apart in his 20-minute speech. Critical thinking is important in how we improve as a species and as a culture and as a community and as a country and how we engage and talk with one another. And if your reaction thing is, okay, let's just fire this person and ban them from something, how do you grow from that? You know, that's what mistakes are. And this is not even to say that what Mark Lamont Hill said was a mistake, but this was a moment where you could have used to actually present a really good dialogue of how you improve relations in that region of the world. Why not have that? Those are just some of the thoughts I had on that in general. I probably would love to follow up and talk more about this topic in the future. I want to thank you guys for listening. I want to thank Dee for all the hard work that he's been putting in. Definitely continue to support us. Become a patron. We got some more things coming up. I'm so grateful to continue to be doing this show for you guys, and I'm looking forward to doing more. I know we're going to be bringing more content in the very near future. Again, I'm your host, Jonathan Steele. Thank you for listening. Could you be more specific? Follow us on the Stay Well podcast. I'm looking forward to doing more of these, and I hope you guys have a good one.